All right, fans, radio.dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Welcoming all Penguin fans worldwide, Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabiab, your announcers for tonight's game, as the Chico State Wildcats, Lady Wildcats, are in the house. Piob's in the house. He hasn't been with me for a while. Piob, it's nice to have you back on the air with me.
And it's great to be back, Stu. And everyone knows I always have the players to watch for both teams. And let's start off with the home team, shall we? Danielle Yamauchi. With injuries, the Penguin lineup, Yamauchi fit right in. For a freshman, she is doing what a point guard needs to do, and that is feed her teammates the ball. Yamauchi could also shoot the three ball if her teammates are in trouble as well. Now we'll go on to Kayla Valentine. She has impressed me the most. The loss of Tammy Bronner is huge for the Penguins, but Valentine is an all-around scorer, and that's how Bronner played. Valentine is a slasher that has a pretty mid-range jumper and can be consistent with the three ball when she is in rhythm. Now for the Wildcats of Chico State, Mackenzie Dalthrop. She is fresh off an 11-rebound game against Colorado Mesa and is going into the Conlin Center to rough up a few Penguins. Now we'll go on to Jasmine Miller. She made a three-pointer with 21 seconds left in the game against Colorado Mesa, and she is coming here pumped up. She is fifth in the CCAA in scoring, averaging a combined 68 points. Now we'll go on to the coach's corner, Brian Fogle. Fogle is in his fourth season as the women's basketball head coach. Fogle has continued the Wildcats' long tradition of excellence, leading his team to three straight winning seasons and three consecutive postseason appearances and a trip to the NCAA Sweet 16. Now we'll move on to the keys to the game. Number one, get the Wildcats out of rhythm. After winning in the final seconds against Colorado Mesa, their Wildcats have the momentum to take over this ball game. But the only way to stop them is to first turnovers. Which brings me to the second key to the game, is to first turnovers, is to play good defense. Last season, the Penguins' press defense won them games. Expect the Penguins to press early. And not to mention, the Wildcats average 21 turnovers per game. That is something to look forward to for tonight. And the final key to the game, move the ball. This team is fast and very fast, faster than the Penguins. And the only way to score is great ball movement and find the open man for the Penguins. Speed is going to be killer for tonight's game. Speed is excellence. We'll be back in tip-off in 4 minutes and 35 seconds. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, basketball in the Conlin Center.
Man, I am so excited, Piob. This is going to be great. Chico State in the house, warming up. Got Marin TV on hand to record this game. And fans, I want to be the first to announce that we have struck a deal with Marin TV. The great Brad Van Alstine, the man at the helm of the communications department here at Dominican University of California, has worked it out so that you will be able to enjoy the games on cable access this season. Tonight, Marin TV is here to record things. Going to get the first package underway very shortly. And once we get the season underway, Penguin basketball on television for the first time ever. Now tonight, if you'd like to watch the action, you can do so by going to AmericaOne.com. That option is still available. No Marin TV tonight. They're just here to record things. Get a feel for how the Conlin Center sets up. Cameras all over the place tonight. Cameramen everywhere. Switchers. Sound people. Piob's here, as you heard, with the pregame. About 3 minutes to go, fans, till the tip-off. But pretty exciting here in the Conlin Center, Piob.
No, it's very exciting. And I'm also excited. So it's my first game of the season. I'm excited to see these Penguins play. I saw them in their first preseason game. They won it by 42 points. It was good to see them actually win in a big blowout.
Well, that was over Pacific Union. And Pacific Union came into the Conlin Center that night. But since then, the Penguins have not won. So the Penguins currently 0-4 since the PUC game didn't really count preseason. Of course, there's no conference play underway yet, but the way I look at it, Piob, everything counts.
Oh, of course, everything counts. And why you win this game is to bring momentum and to bring confidence in the team. Not to mention, they haven't won a game since that win against Pacific Union. If they win this game against an undefeated Chico State Wildcat team, that would be huge for the Penguins and a big boost to confidence.
Yeah, Wildcats are 2-0, fans. So the Penguins have their hands full tonight. Speaking of full, Conlon Center is filling up pretty nicely, especially considering classes are now over with for the Thanksgiving holiday break. So classes tomorrow, campus is closed. Thursday and Friday, of course, all weekend long, campus closed. So a pretty good crowd on hand considering a lot of the students have gone home. But we do want to give a big shout out to all the DU students, faculty, and staff listening worldwide. And by the way, this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you. Piab, Patrick Kayabyab is alongside. He'll be calling the game with me tonight. And, of course, the man at the helm of the Communications Department, our head coach, that's Brad Van Alstine. And Brad is no doubt listening at home with his family tonight. So shout out to Brad, our boss here at the Communications Department. Mary-Kate Jankowski is going to play tonight, fans. She received clearance from her doctor just this afternoon. So Jankowski will be down there, down low, knocking him around, Piab. Looking forward to seeing her. Haven't seen her yet, except for that very first game.
Yeah, Mary-Kate Jankowski was suffering from an asthma attack, and Stephanie Carnes is in the lineup as well. She suffered a concussion last game. And not to mention to Brad Van Alstine, good shout-outs. He's been our Jim Harbaugh first-year head coach.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of big things. Bringing us to Marin TV, that's a huge, huge, huge pickup.
All right, fans, less than 1 minute to go as the Penguins have finished their warm-ups. Both teams have moved off toward their respective benches and out onto the floor as we prepare for the national anthem. It's going to be a good one, P-Up. I'm stoked. 20 seconds to go, fans.
Yeah, I'm very stoked. I'm just looking at the Penguins bench. They're very energetic, and that means they're ready for this game. I'm expecting a very hard-nosed type basketball press defense for the Penguins.
Assistant coach Tony West has a different handshake for every player on the team. That's about 20 different handshakes. I just have the one for you and the one for Brian and one for Hunter, and that's it.
Hey, she's their Pablo Sandoval. Pablo Sandoval has different handshakes for everyone.
All right, fans, we are getting the overhead announcement taken care of here at Dominican University of California. We are broadcasting worldwide as usual. NC2A basketball, Penguin style. Good sportsmanship, P-Up, that's right, always.
Yeah, no Jim Harbaugh handshake today, Steve.
No. If you're going to do the Jim Harbaugh handshake, I don't want the slap on the back.
Yeah, none.
The officials are sent down from the main offices of the NC2A, and they did not give us the names of those officials, P-Up, but if we get those, we'll bring them to you, fans. All right, here we go with the National Anthem. Fans, for those of you at home, please rise. Okay, Piab, here we go, fans. With the starting lineups now for both teams, Chico State, the Wildcats, are in the house, Piab. They are coached by Brian Fogle. Fogle comes from Sonoma State, and he's in his fourth year at the helm of the Wildcat squad. He's assisted by Audie Spencer in her second year. For Chico, number 12, it looks like Imani Davidson-Mays, the 5'8" junior out of Oakland, will get the start at guard. Number 21 is Courtney Hamilton, a 5'8" sophomore out of Walnut Creek. You know where that is, Hunter. Hunter's not here. Piab. Hunter's in. Where is Hunter? He's in Ireland tonight. Hey, Hunter, if you're listening over there, have a picture taken in front of the Blarney Stone or something.
Yeah.
Number 22 is Courtney Harrison. I may call you Hunter tonight, so just bear with me.
I'll take that as an insult, Stu.
No, please don't. Hunter's, you know, Hunter's up there. Number 22 is Courtney Harrison, a 5'8" senior out of Colfax. Number 23 is Jasmine Miller, a 5'7" sophomore out of Fairfield. And Mackenzie Dalthorpe, number 30, a 5'11" sophomore out of Beaverton, Oregon. Piob, not Hunter, for the Penguins. Under head coach Brianna Chambers in her fifth year, she's assisted by Jeff Rodriguez and Tony West. The Penguins will be sending out number 4, Kayla Valentine, a 5'6" sophomore out of Chino, not Chico, but Chino down south. Number 12 is Danielle Yamauchi, a 5'4" freshman out of Torrance. Number 22 is Jasmine Green, a 6-foot junior out of Glendale, Arizona. Number 24 is Kimmy Nakamura, the 3-ball specialist, 5'6" junior out of Sacto. And number 33, Melissa Wise, a 5'10" junior out of Nevada. So Piob likes this starting lineup for the DUs. Penguins have their hands full. Penguins have not won since that opening night PUC game, while the Wildcats have had a lot of success as of late. Chili the Penguin is in the house, and Piob, if I'm not mistaken, that's the tallest Chili I've ever seen.
No doubt about it. Normally, Chili's suit is very, very baggy. Today it fits perfectly.
That Chili's got to be 6 feet tall, easily.
Might be Joey Sullivan in there. You don't know.
You don't know. I don't know if Chili is male or female, but after 11 years of watching Chili, that's the tallest one I've ever seen. So here we go, fans. 20 minutes overhead. Piob's alongside. For the Penguins, Green will be in the middle. She'll be up against Chico's Mays. Mays tips it out, and it goes into the hands of Miller. Chico's got it, attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center, moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Piob and I on media row, as you may expect. Chico's got it down low. They work it out. Now kick back outside. Miller for two on the way. From the top of the key, it falls to Zip. Penguins on it. Yamauchi brings it up. Quick transition to Valentine. Left wing, Valentine goes back to the top of the key to the new guard, Yamauchi, with 19 and a half to go. She drives in left side. A lot of glass, too short, tipped out. Wildcat ball. Hamilton's got it. She takes it coast to coast. She goes up against Green, now backs out. Good foot fake set up by Mays. And a travel by Mackenzie Dalthorpe.
Yeah, that was forced by great defense by Melissa Wise, and it's good to see her back in the lineup.
Penguin cheerleaders in the house, 8 strong. Penguins after the walk, down by 2. Yamauchi brings it up across the circles. Valentine's got it on the right wing. Now they kick it back over to Kimmy. Kimmy top of the key. She's between them now. She has nowhere to go. Straight away, 15 on the shot. Drives in left side. Now she goes 360. Trouble. Big D. Hands it off to Yamauchi. Danielle now drives in. Now she comes back out. 6. On the way in. 5. Drives in left side. 4. Same shot as before. Air ball. 2 zip. Penguins trail. That's 2 misses. Not even close by Yamauchi, going up against too much traffic. Piob, now the Penguins are on defense. Mays goes up left side. She fires it off. No. Down with it, Kimmy. Kimmy comes straight up across the timeline. She jukes right, goes left. Now she goes down low, but she's up against Harrison. Gets it out to Green. Ooh, Green, I thought she walked with it. Valentine, Piob thought so too. Left side, Kayla's way off. Not even close, missed it. Hard left. Down with it, Davidson Mays.
Yeah, Davidson Mays is actually one of their best rebounders on the team, so she'll be getting a lot of rebounds tonight, Stu.
Mays has got it. Now she hands it off to Courtney Hamilton, who settles things down. Hamilton now is going to reset. 15, 14, top of the key now. They go back to Mays' right side. Back over to Hamilton down low. Oh, it's blocked by Green big time. No travel. Green hits the deck. 3 ball on the way. Green had a chance of getting the rebound, but it goes back into the hands of Dalthorpe. Now they go top of the key to Hamilton. Shot clock resets, 25. She bounces it over to the right wing. Now they get it back off to Davidson Mays over to the right side. Miller down low. Wide open. Penguins with the big D. Wise with a tremendous rebound, Piob.
Gosh, they caught a break there. That was an open layup for Davidson Mays.
Unbelievable. I can't believe she missed it. Easiest shot of her collegiate career. She'll see that on tape and hate it, because that was wide open. 2 zip. 17 and a half to go, fans, in the first half. Just one game tonight. Penguins now on offense. No whistles so far. Valentine's got it with 7. Driving in 6. Up against everybody. Nothing. Another air ball. Hamilton got an arm in there. Wasn't really even an air ball. It never actually left her hands. But no travel call. 3 ball on the way by Miller. Uh-oh. Deep. Loose ball. Green down with it. Penguins have some good rebounding so far. Something they've been lacking. Kayla, left side. 3 ball on the way. Kimmy. Oh, deep. Darn it. Our three-point specialist, Kimi Nakamura, couldn't get it to fall. Chico brings it up after the rebound. Hamilton now right side, low bounce pass, gets it down, low whistle. See what the call is. Foul is called against the Penguins' Jasmine Green. Off ball, the six-footer. Green. Wise comes out. Carnes will come in. And looks like Valentine's out, and or yeah, Valentine is out, and the Penguins have also sent in the 6 foot two, Lauren Hyatt. Yeah, Hyatt goes in there, and one very quick play, the Wildcats score from right under the hoop. 16 and a half to go, four zip. Penguins have it. Stephanie Carnes has gone in there, the 5'1 junior. Tremendous shooter is Carnes. Don't let the 5-1 fool you. She takes a screen, the give and go. Ooh, almost had it ripped away from her, but Hyatt gets it back. Carnes now top of the key. Kicks out right with a no look. Over to Green. Green backs in. Green's got trouble, heaves it up. She had no reason to even throw it up except the shot clock, and she got nothing except a little bit of the yarn, and now a whistle. And the Penguins have called the timeout, Piab, and I think that's a good call. They have not had a single quality shot yet.
No, I'm telling you, the Wildcats should have this game in lock right now. They're just missing open shots, and this team's a great shooting team.
You must be talking about the Wildcats.
No, yeah, the Wildcats are a great shooting team. You have Davidson Mays and you have Jasmine Miller, who's fifth in the league in scoring for the CCAA. I'm surprised that Jasmine Miller missed a few open threes, and that's her specialty as well.
All right, fans, we'll be back in about 10 seconds. Just to give us a break. Radio.Dominican.edu. If you come on now. Piab and I are celebrating, and the Penguins celebrate by bringing it back in play. 16:02, the clock rolls. Yamauchi brings it up. She's dribbling down very low to the ground. Courtney Hamilton all over. Yamauchi outside. Ooh, she had a wide open three, didn't take it. Goes top of the key, now rips it around to the left side, and a walk is called against Natalie Bentz, a 5'9 sophomore for the DUs. There's a media timeout. You are listening to NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. As the Penguin cheerleaders hit the floor, radio.dominican.edu. We're back in 30. Okay, fans, that's the end of the timeout. We are back.
Remember, Penguin fans, you can hear night game on the World Wide Web.
Now we're getting the overhead pee up, finally. I was wondering when that was going to hit us up. 15:51. Only 4.5 minutes in. That's not bad. Four zip the score, fans. The Penguins got to get it going. And so far, Piab, I think the Penguins have been pretty lucky that, frankly, that the Wildcats haven't unleashed anything on them. The Wildcats have been pretty contained. And Penguins playing some good defense, but frankly, they're just Wildcats just missing some shots. So the Penguins got a break so far. I doubt that's going to last. Clock rolls 15 and a half. Yamauchi brings it up. Across the circle, 23 on the shot clock. She drives in and backs out against Hamilton. Now down low. She's able to find Hyatt, but I don't know what was the call there, Piotr?
Yeah, Hyatt pushed off with her offhand, and that's what caused the turnover.
All right, so Hyatt off had to push off in order to receive the pass, which you can't do. That gives the Wildcats the ball back. And they bring it up. Attacking that northern hoop off to our right. Driving it in now, and there's the clean layup by Natasha Smith, a 5'5" senior out of Sacramento. She drove that thing in nicely, picked up the screen and took it herself. And that was a classic textbook play. Yamauchi now, no look kick out to Kimi on, or Carnes on the way, three ball. Stephanie Carnes pounds down the tray to get the Penguins on the board. 6-3, first three ball of the night. Oh, stolen away, good move there by the Penguins. Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2" freshman. Hyatt goes, kicks it off to Natalie Bentz. Bentz takes it in the right side, drives it in, 6-5. Penguins trail only by one now, 14:43, and a whistle, Piab. Bentz to the line.
Yeah, Bentz has a chance to tie it up. And like I said, if the Penguins just stick to the game plan and sit around, they have a chance to win this game.
Yamauchi out. Ariana Flynn in. Penguins have an opportunity to tie the game. It's on the way, and it's nowhere near the bucket. That was hard left.
Speechless.
6-5. Still early. How about that? 14 and a half to go, fans. Penguins now on defense. Hamilton's got it left side. Another miss, and the Penguins are down with it. Yeah, the Penguins are playing some nice defense right now.
I thought they would be playing press defense the entire night. They're on man.
Carnes now. Kick out to the right side over to Flynn. Flynn hits it down low to Lauren Hyatt with a turnaround 180. Buckler, 7-6 Penguins with 14 minutes to go. Out of bounds as Nakamura was pushed. Coach wanted the push call, but she doesn't get it. So Chico State will have the ball. Crystal Sewell, the 5'10" freshman out of Newcastle. She's right here in front of the Opulent Broadcasting area, right in front of the Penguin bench. And the Penguins have sent in the 6'4" Sarah Nelson out of Clayton. She's a freshman as Nelson. Sewell to bring it in. She has 5 seconds. She does so. She gets it into Sharon Washington, who's come in for the Wildcats. 22 on the shot clock. She kicks it down low over to Sewell. Sewell throws it, heaves it down there, and a nice give and go. Down low, Piop. That was sweet to Samantha Messerschmidt, a 5'10" junior out of Galt. Boy, that was sweet. She's out of Washington, not Galt, California. 13-40. Penguins have it now, trailing by one of the DUs. 8-7. 360 spinner. Nakamura made herself dizzy. She got the shot off, but it really wasn't that close. It was kind of deep from the right side. So Chico State's got him. You spin 360, Piop. That's rough. Three ball on the way. Wise chasing it down. Can't get it. Sewell kicks it off to Natasha Smith. It goes into the Penguin bench, and it's going to be due ball.
Yeah, the only problem with that last play down low with the Wildcats, how they scored points, was because freshman Sarah Nelson's head was turned, and her body was not towards the key.
8-7. The Penguins trail by one, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. DUs have it. Three ball on the way, and a massive swish by Ariana Flynn on the left wing. 10-8. Penguins in the lead again, coming up on 13 minutes. The Penguins, on paper, Piob, the Penguins are expected to get creamed tonight, but right now, the Penguins are hanging very tough. In fact, ahead by two and tied at 13 minutes. Penguins now on defense. Another turnaround would be nice. Uh-oh, here's Smith wide open from the free throw line, then that's a deuce.
I told you, this team could shoot, and Smith is 2-for-2 on the night, and she's ready to heat up.
Yeah, well, you get Smith going and look out. Left side, no look, kick out. Oh, Sarah Nelson had a clean look, didn't take it. Piob, that was a three ball and a half, and she just didn't want it. Flynn out off her fingertips after it was tipped away by Jasmine Miller. 10-10, fans, 12 and a half exactly. As Chico will send in Jennifer Renee, a 5'11" junior out of Riverside. Penguins will bring Green back in place of Kimi Nakamura. 12:30. Penguins are going to go a little bit bigger with Green and Wise, Yamauchi, Valentine, and Flynn. Top of the key, right side out on the elbow now. Penguins on defense. Jennifer Renee's got it stripped away by Green. Green 2-on-1. Flips it over to Wise, right side off the glass. Yes! Wise pounds it home, 12-10, coming up on 12 minutes.
Stu, a big man running the break. How do you like that by Green?
Yeah, that was nice. She just stripped it away. Oh, God, Green gets a massive shoulder thrown into the mouth from Jennifer Renee. Now they drive it in. One of the Penguins hits the floor, but it's an unforced error, Penguin style. Turnover, DU's got it. Media timeout inside of 12 minutes. Man, this is exciting. 12-10.
Flynn took a shot there. It was like taking a shot from Manny Pacquiao. Man, she just hit the floor big, but she came up with a smile on her face because the Penguins get the ball back.
That was like a down goes Frazier moment.
Yeah, that was crazy, but you have to like how the Penguins are rough and tough. I told you, hard-nosed defense and basketball is looking great here in the Conlin Center. Man. Amazing.
Something's going on here, fans. Stay with us. 12-10, radio.dominican. All right, fans, here we go. 12 minutes exactly. Penguins up by two, 12-10, first half action. Don't forget about our halftime extravaganza. Piob will be out there. The halftime extravaganza with all of the numbers, stats, everything that matters. So the foul was on Renee for Chico, and the Penguins get it back. Yamauchi brings it. And now a whistle after Flynn threw it into Yamauchi. And the Penguins will get it back under the bucket. Foul is on Sharon Washington. So already the Chicos have racked up three, the Penguins with two. On the short end, right under the bucket, Yamauchi has it into Wise. Left corner, top of the key. On the way, Flynn. Oh, I thought she made it a little bit short. Oh, that looks so good. Jasmine Miller with the rebound. She brings it up across the timeline on the left side. Miller will take it herself. She goes baseline. Right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders. She has nowhere to go. Throws it out to Renee. Now they go top of the key. Three ball on the way. Washington missed it right. Loose ball. Trouble. Dalthrop has it. No, she doesn't. Crystal Sewell got it. Throws it up. No. Penguins with another nice rebound. Dews get it. 11 and a half to go. Penguins going to bring it up methodically. Valentine, left side, kicks it off to Flynn. The top of the key, Yamauchi has it. Oh, Yamauchi juked right, went left. Three ball on the way. Short. Jasmine Green couldn't get it. Wise got the rebound and was fouled on the way up.
Wise is their energy player, Stu. She just came out of nowhere to grab the rebound and get a trip to the line. The Penguins need that.
That's another foul. Fourth team foul. Another foul on the Wildcats. The first on Sewell. But the fourth for the team. Melissa Wise to the line now. And that one goes down. Wise. Wise knocks it down, and looks like three players for Chico. We'll get him for you. Hamilton, Davidson, Mays, and Dalthorpe are back in there, and the second one for Wise is on the way with backspin, and it's perfect. And the Penguins' lead is four. Piab, 11-10 to go. And nice work there by Wise, who gets yanked. And back in her place is Hyatt. Chico now bringing it up. Courtney Hamilton holds up the left closed fist, indicating the play. She kicks it off her over to Davidson Mays. Now top of the key, back over to Hamilton. Hamilton drives it in down low. Now they kick out. Three ball on the way. Miller, trouble. Miller from the right wing, Piab, hammers it home.
Yeah, you do not want Miller to heat up. You do not want Miller to heat up. And now mental mistakes are coming with the Penguins. They turned over the ball. You do not want Chico State back in this game.
The Penguins, after that three ball went down, had an opportunity to bring it in from the end line, as is the case with every play. And Green fell into play without letting the ball go. So that gives the ball back to Chico for free. Chico's could score 5 points unanswered against the Penguins right now, or they could even make it six if they were to hit the three ball. Down low, flung in there by Miller. Penguins down with it. Mercifully, the Penguins get it back. Yamauchi now has got it. Penguins up by one, 14-13, 10 and a half to go. We're coming up on the end of the first quarter, fans. Penguins have got it. Juking right, juking left is Yamauchi. Good hand control. As Green goes three ball, no. Flynn gets the rebound. So Valentine will get a chance to do it again. She drives in between the circles. Ooh, I thought she walked with it. Horseshoe back at her. Rebound taken by Courtney Hamilton. Hamilton at 5'8" is doing a lot of damage to the Penguins. She brings it up coast to coast. Goes over to the right side, now backs out. She'll reset. She's got Yamauchi in her face. Yamauchi's playing some massive man on defense. Now top of the key is Hamilton, right side. Back over to Miller, who scored the big three. Now Miller goes a little bit shorter than another three-ball attempt. Fast break to Valentine. Oh, Miller came in around the back, stole it away. Chico's got it. Valentine didn't see it. Now they get it back in the hands of Miller. Right hand one-on-one against Green. She doesn't want to do that. Green was going to let her have it. Now it's a loose ball into the backcourt almost. Yamauchi's there with the defense. Into the hands of Hamilton. Some good play there by Chico. Chico's got it now. Mays, Davidson Mays goes top of the key. She flips it back over to Hamilton. Hamilton goes down low to Dalthorpe. Missed another shot almost out of bounds. Going the Penguins to Valentine. Penguins almost made another mental error there, but they didn't. 14-13 coming up on 9 minutes, fans. Valentine's got it top of the key.
Yeah, the Penguins are playing massive defense to just keep this game by 1 point. And you have to watch out for Jasmine Miller if she's heating up.
Yamauchi now throws it down low, gets it batted back at her. Penguins come up with it, goes right into the hands of Lauren Hyatt. Hyatt just happened to be standing in the perfect spot. She fires it up a little bit deep, too much window, 8:54. 14-13, no score.
Yeah, the foul was on 34. That is...
Dalthorpe. Penguins are going to bring in four freshies, and we'll get those for you here any second. Carnes to bring it in. She does so. She gets it in to Nelson. Three ball on the way by Nakamura. No. She was on the left wing just at about 25 feet. I mean, she was way out there, P-Up. 14-13, Penguins on top as we have made our way 1 minute and 14 seconds into the second quarter. Here's Kimmy again as the Penguins get it after the ball's tipped out of bounds after the miss. But Kimmy gets it back. If anybody can catch fire, it's Nakamura.
Yeah.
She's being guarded very closely by Annie Ward, and now she falls on the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. No jump. Loose ball. Kimmy gets it back. Oh, what a great play. Carnes out there with nine on the shot. Thinking about it, Carnes on the way left side. Too much glass. Now the Penguins down with another rebound. Turnaround jumper. No. Can't get it to fall as Bentz tried to get it to fall. But Bentz got bent backwards, and I think she'll go to the line.
Yeah, there's a lot of pushing and shoving. You do not want to be in the post during that time.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic. Bentz gets shoved, and that'll give the Penguins the ball. That's the sixth team foul committed by the Wildcats. Penguins have only committed two. Valentine out, Flynn back in there. Carnes will bring it back in. Carnes gets it into Bentz. Bentz in the corner, top of the key, Yamauchi, thinking three ball, on the way from the left wing, no. Taken down, rebound by Dahlthorpe. Fast break. Over the top, in stride. Taken down Miller. Now she backs out. Miller with a two ball on the way from the left wing. Air ball, Piob. Now at the baseline, the Penguins get it back. Are you kidding me? Miller, who's been spot on tonight, fires the oxygen ball. That's unbelievable. Here's Carnes right in front of Chile, the Penguin. Carnes now drives in. Stutter steps between the circles. She gets it right side, right in front of Courtney Hamilton, who's been massively defending for the Wildcats. Off the bottom of the backboard goes Sarah Nelson. She was shoved on the way, and Nelson will go to the line, P.O.
Yeah, Nelson 6'4", and she's using her size just to get to the lane. She might be a little slow, but using her size is great just to get to the line for the Lady Penguins.
Media timeout, fans. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. P.O. and I will be back in about 30 seconds. Wow. 7:43, a lot of cool stuff going on here at the Conlon Center, fans. Worldwide, as usual, Piab and I, Stuart Horn with you. Yours truly, broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, radio.dominican.edu. The first free throw up there by the Penguins' new recruit, Sarah Nelson, goes straight through the hoop, 15-13, only bounced a little bit. Nelson. 6'4". We haven't had a 6'4" in 8 years. 2003, we had a... The Penguins did have a 6'4" player transfer out of Cal. Timmy Avanyi. Penguins now on defense. 7.5 to go. Turnaround jumper does not fall. Chico States. Jasmine Miller couldn't get it to go from the left side. Three shots on goal. Finally the loose ball, and the Penguins come up with it. Carnes now gets chased down, P.O.B. by Natasha Smith, and Smith is going to get the foul. That's the seventh team foul, and the Chicos are getting close to that double bonus.
The problem with that is definitely Wildcats needed to capitalize on those second chance points. They had three rebounds, and now Stephanie Carnes is getting a trip to the line.
Penguins are up by two, and Carnes could make it four. She gets crazy right here.
And she's a
crazy
shooter.
Good on the way. Line drive back at her. Loose ball. Down with it, Smith. So Smith now dumps it off to Hamilton. So with the foul, no harm. Except the seventh team foul. Hamilton's got it right in front of the Penguin bench. Here's Smith. Three ball on the way. Left wing. Short. Tipped out. Right into the hands with the undercut by Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt can't make it. Out of bounds. And the Penguins are going to get it on the long side. 6:52 to go, fans. 15-13. And the Penguins will bring Yamauchi back in place of Nelson. So Yamauchi, who's in there at 5'4", is replacing the 6'4", Sarah Nelson. Yep. Penguins are going to go small for this last couple of minutes, I guess.
Nothing wrong with that. Being small means more speed for defense.
Oh, and the Wildcats throw it in bounds and then immediately out of bounds as it goes right off the fingertips of Courtney Hamilton. That's some slop. And the Chicos are doing the Penguins some favors
they
here,
are.
P.O.P. 6:51 to go is unbelievable. Chicos undefeated. And they're slopping it around something crazy. The Penguins will take it. Because the Chico team is loaded with shooters. So anytime the Penguins can get some unforced turnovers, they'll take them. Penguins have it now. Kimmy good. Drives in left side. Now she backs back out. 6:40 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins by two. Valentine now calling out the play. She's out there at 35 feet. She's not shooting anything. Yamauchi now dribbling very, very closely to the floor, as she's been doing all night. Kayla thinks three. Kayla jukes left, goes right. Kayla heaves it up there, nothing. Now the Penguins down with a rebound. Another good rebound by Hyatt. And a whistle. And that may be the... Ooh, that is... Let's see here. That's against Chico. That is the ninth team foul. The Penguins have only committed two. And there's still a lot of time to go in the second quarter. Penguins are going to be in the double bonus here any time now. Chico's playing very aggressively, but too aggressively as Hyatt goes to the line. 15-13, Penguins on top. Hyatt on the way, back spinning. Nice arc, yes. Piab pumps the fist. Penguins by three. Coach has got Valentine pulled back. She's talking to her. Back on the line now. Hyatt on the way. Missed it way left. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Sewell down with the rebound. Sewell dumps it off to Hamilton and takes her place as Hamilton comes up. Back over to Smith. Now Sewell left side. Harrison with the long ball, three ball on the way. Yamauchi couldn't get the rebound. Another loose ball. Two shots on goal at the feet of Yamauchi. She finally comes down with it. She heaves it up to Kayla Valentine left side. She jukes right, goes left. Kayla now backs back out with 20 on the shot clock. Valentine goes 360. Some great ball control there with Smith all over. Smith, I think, offensively, Smith is the big threat for the Wildcats, but she's also playing some tremendous defense as Smith. But Valentine seems to handle her nicely. 4 seconds, driving it in. 3, 2, 1, Yamauchi! Right on the 1 second, scores the deuce. 18-13, out of bounds again. The Penguins with another break as the Chicos slop it out on the long end. 18-13, 5.5.
The undefeated Chico Wildcats are keeping the Penguins in the game, and they're probably giving the game away in the first half. And knowing the Penguins, they love to come back in the second half. They did that in their past four games.
We don't want to jinx anything, but Chico's not doing anything right now. 18-13. Penguins are playing consistently nice ball right now. Nothing too spectacular. Down low. And there's a great play as Green scores left side from Nakamura's perfect pass down low. Piab, 20-13 inside of 5, fans. That was textbook.
I'm not just going to say this, but I'm very impressed on the style of play Green has, physical and quick for a big man.
Smith throws it away with a no-look pass. It goes right into the face of Lauren Hyatt, bounces back into Smith's hand, and she lays it up from the left side and scores. 20-15, 4:38 to go. Nakamura's got it out on the right wing. She's at about 22. She fakes left, goes right, gets it off to Kayla. Valentine with a jumper, softly, no. Ball's loose. Oh, Penguins down with it! Lauren Hyatt puts it back, Piam. What a shot!
Look, this is incredible. The best player on the team, Valentine, is not on fire, but the team is keeping them in.
Yeah. Valentine now snuck in around the back, stuck the hand in there, and knocked the ball out of bounds, but no whistle. Valentine's shot was followed up by Hyatt. So after Valentine just barely missed it, Hyatt was in perfect position to put it back. There's nothing like being in the right place at the right time with 4:11 to go. Penguins by 7, fans. On the short side, Chico's got it. They bring it inbound. They work it to Harrison. Harrison on the baseline's got Penguin trouble. Now Washington. This is Sharon Washington out of Manteco, 5'6", freshman. She's between the circles. Yamauchi was staring her down. Washington wants nothing to do with it. She dumps it off to Natasha Smith, and the foul is called against Valentine. Penguins haven't had a foul in about 15 minutes of play, more. That's only the third team foul, while the Wildcats have racked up 9. 3 minutes and 56 seconds when we come back. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back. 3:56 to go in the first half. Piab will have the halftime extravaganza. And as you might imagine, that'll come at halftime. That's why it's called a halftime extravaganza. If it came any other time, we'd have to call it something else. Davidson Mays brings it in to Sharon Washington. She off to Dahlthorpe. Top of the key is Smith. Oh, nice pass from Smith down low with a scissor legs jump move to Davidson Mays. Can't get it to go, but follows up her own miss with an offensive rebound and put back. Davidson Mays, 22-17, 3.5 to go, fans. Wise has it. Over to Yamauchi. Top of the key. Washington's plastered to her, to Valentine. Valentine has Harrison on her. Harrison with the start tonight. Now the Penguins work it back over to Nelson, left side. Yamauchi, soft jumper, short. Had a chance to get her own rebound, didn't follow it. Natasha Smith with the rebound. Smith comes up, 3-on-1, Penguins left side. Oh, I thought she traveled. She didn't. Davidson Mays back outside. Washington slows it down. 3:07 to go as the clock rolls. Washington has it. 10 on the shot clock. Chico ball. Smith. Another nice down low pass. Hurled up by Dahlthorpe. Penguins with the rebound. Dahlthorpe didn't even come close to the rim. She was rejected heavily. Yamauchi. Penguins 22-17. Here is a three ball by Kayla. Too much arc. I mean, that one almost hit the roof. Penguins with a nice offensive rebound. Chased down by Hyatt. Check it. That's Nelson. Nelson to Wise. Now Valentine on the right wing. Penguins will have another shot at it. Ariana Flynn with 2.5 to go. Flynn, three ball on the way. Flynn knocks down the try ball! 25-17, 2:20 to go, Pia.
That all happened with the second chance effort of Nelson. With Nelson getting that rebound gave Flynn the chance to make that three ball.
Yeah, that was, you're absolutely right. The Penguins with the offensive rebound get it back outside to Flynn, top of the key, bang. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. Penguins 25, Chico 17. Penguins with another rebound. Playing some good D after the missed shot by Sharon Washington. Now they throw it away. Smith right in the way. Oh, Smith is tough. No-look pass over to Washington. Thinks three ball. Gets Yamauchi to bite on it. But she traveled with it, so Yamauchi was in good place. Even though Yamauchi ran up and got juked, there was a walk. 25-17. Hamilton, Miller, and Sewell back in there for the Chicos. 1:55 to go. 25-17, fans. Carnes, Nakamura, and Green are back in there for the DUs. Inside of 2 minutes, Carnes has got it. Carnes now with a bounce pass. She gets it down low to Flynn. He just scored the massive three to Nelson. Top of the key, back up to Carnes, left wing. Carnes with a stutter step, right-footed. She goes crow hop. Now down low. Penguins working nicely to Nelson. Turnaround jumper, too much glass. Loose ball. Back up with it. Penguins with Green. Left side, good. 27-17. Penguins by 10 inside of a minute and a half, fans. Chico's got it. Chico bringing it. Oh, the Penguins are just playing beautifully in the first half. I hate to break. You know what I mean, Pia?
I hate
to go into the clubhouse. Hamilton now. Top of the key. Over to Miller. Left side. Just want the Penguins to keep playing like this. Three ball on the way. Chico, no. And the rebound. Over the top comes Nelson at 6'4". Oh, isn't that a luxury? 27-17. She just reached right over the defender to get it.
She just had two hands and grabbed the ball out of the defender.
She didn't even jump for it. Now the layup right side by Carnes does not fall. Smith has got it on the give and go. Smith hits the bottom of the backboard. She was trying to spin it off. And Kimi Nakamura gets the rebound and now a whistle. And the foul is committed by Courtney Hamilton. That's the 10th. But there's only 45.7 seconds to go in the first half. The Penguins by 10, but the Penguins, Kimi Nakamura, will go to the line.
That was just a dumb foul on Hamilton because Nakamura was under their own basket, and there's no reason to foul when Nakamura just gets the rebound.
Some exciting stuff going on. The Penguins by 10. Nakamura on the way. Oh, missed it. Way right, spit back out left. Horseshoe.
That's a bad sign. If your shooter's missing your free throws, that means she might have an off night. Let's see if she can make the second one.
On the way, she adjusted, okay. And it is perfect.
Here we go.
I think, Piab, I think you helped her with that one. You talked her into it. Penguins now are going to ease up on the full court heat. 28-17, fans, 40 seconds to go. Penguins might get the ball back one time. Reaching in now is Green. Green fouls Davidson Mays. Ivani Davidson Mays, the 5'8" junior out of Oakland.
That's fine. The Penguins have 6 fouls to give, I mean, compared to the 10 that the Wildcats have.
So Green gets yanked after the foul. Natalie Benz is back in. That's what happens when you foul. As you know, Pia.
Yeah.
It's like when you make a mistake on the radio squad, I'll yank you.
Yeah.
Penguins now on defense. You've never been yanked in your life. 30 seconds to go. Now out of Benz. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that all-ball rejection by Nelson? P.M., she reached right over the top of the shooter, and the shooter was Jasmine Miller. Miller drove it in, and that was some tremendous rejection. But now the follow-up by Davidson Mays go. So you got Davidson Mays and Smith as shooters, 20 seconds to go. Penguins by 9. Penguins have the ball, 18. Carnes has it. Coach is yelling at her. Carnes looks back to the coach. Uh-oh. Stolen away for a second, but she gets it back. Now it goes out of bounds. They give it back to the DUs with 11.6. Carnes spent more time looking at the coach than she did the ball. Now they're back underway as Yamauchi wanted to re-enter the game, but they got the game going before she could get there. Carnes now drives in 6. Kick out 5. On the way, Kimmy 3. 2. 3-ball air ball. Stripped away by Courtney Hamilton, and after the end of the first half, fans, Penguins in pretty good shape, Piab, 28-19. Piab will be back in about 8 or 9 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. Until then, please stay with us. We have a tremendous game going tonight between the Penguins and the Wildcats on radio.dominican.edu.
100% from the field. The Penguins' scoring threat is Kayla Valentine, who scored 21 points in their last game, but today she is 0-for-6, and her teammates are keeping her in the game as well. Ariana Flynn is 2-for-4 with threes. She has 6 points, and Lauren Hyde is right behind her with 5 points, and she has 3 rebounds as well. For the Wildcats, Natasha Smith leads the team with 6 points and is followed by Jasmine Miller with 5. And Miller is supposed to be the Reggie Miller of the team. She is 5th in the CCAA in scoring. So far, she is 2-for-7 on the day. We'll be right back in 1 minute and 16 seconds here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans. Man, oh, man. Great halftime extravaganza, by the way, Pia. Nice work. Coming in to the second half now, fans. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide, as usual, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. From Mumbai to Dubai. From San Fran to Japan. The long way. 28-19 Penguins. Second half coming up. Here we go. We are underway. Well, that was quick. Penguins have it attacking the northern hoop now. Both teams switch sides. Penguins had a great first half. Valentine has it over to Wise on the right wing. Wise with a nice foot fake. The Penguins have come out pumped. I don't know what the coach said in the locker room, but Penguins just threw it away now. Intended for Green from Wise. Synchro Bull has come in. Synchro Bull, number 3, is a 5'6" junior out of Oakland. Synchro Bull has come into the game for Chico. Synchro Bull dumps it off to Jasmine Miller. Now Synchro Bull, left side, missed it, gets her own rebound, back up, no. Tipped up Green, gets the rebound after a loose ball. And a jump ball between Green and Hamilton. No, Hamilton's going to rack up a foul. Yes, Hamilton, after Synchro Bull. Piab missed it twice. That's Synchro Bull. She missed it 2 shots on goal from close range from Synchro Bull. And then Courtney Hamilton racks up the foul. That's her 3rd personal, 1st for the team in the second half. 19-15, loose ball right in front of the Opulent Broadcasting area. Stolen into the hands by Hamilton, tipped up now. Synchro Bull has it right side. She flips it back out to Hamilton. Synchro Bull now goes back down to the baseline on the right side. Low bounce pass over to Davidson Mays. Uh-oh, Penguins been on it. Green way off, 3-ball on the way. No, but Green gets back down to the post and hauls in the rebound. 18-50, no score, 28-19. That's 4 shots. Here's Wise, left side. Wise! Opens it far. The Penguins opens up the second half. Piab Wise from 17 knocks it down, 30-19.
Hey, Wise is heating up, Stu. She is 2-for-2 on the day.
And the Chicos are smarting after Wise with a big one, and now Green with another nice rebound. Valentine brings it up, timeline right side. Valentine has Smith plastered to her. Valentine over to Yamauchi between the circles. Fakes right, goes left. Wise thinking about it on the way. Wise! Wise, 3-ball! That's 5 points, Piab, for Wise in the past 30 seconds of play, Wise.
Hey, I'm telling you, Wise is glad to be back playing in a Penguin uniform because she is 3-for-3 now.
And 2-for-2 in the last 30 seconds. Wise with 5 big points to open the second half. Wise to the bench. She'll take a breather. Lauren Hyatt comes in her place as Yamauchi with some big-time hustle, knocks a ball out of bounds, and stops things for the Chicos. Chico will get it back inside of 18 minutes. 33-19 after Wise opens the second half with 5 points. Kayla Valentine sticks her hands in there against Synchro Bull. Bull between the circles, almost has it tipped away. And now down low, they work it to Synchro Bull. She goes up left side and missed another easy layup out of bounds off of Synchro Bull. 17-40, and the Penguins will get it. Bull has missed three. Piob from about 4 feet. I mean, Synchro Bull, who should be a shooter, has missed three easy shots.
It's not just Bull. It's also Davidson Mays as well, and also Miller.
The Penguins now work it down low on the fast break to Melissa Hyatt. Hyatt can't get it to fall from close range. Check it, that was Lauren Hyatt. I think I said Melissa Hyatt.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as Melissa Hyatt. There's Melissa Wise and Lauren Hyatt. And it was Lauren Hyatt that missed the shot.
And they're two of the best players on the floor.
Maybe that's why I mixed them up. Here's a soft jumper, scissor legs, loose ball. Yamauchi comes down with it. She flips around 180, no look over to Valentine, left side on the baseline. Right in front of Brian Sanchez, who's on the camera. Off the glass, heaves it up, no. Oh, almost stepping out of bounds. Chico comes up with it. Rebound by Hamilton. She takes it coast to coast. Hamilton left side. There's no way Hamilton's going to score over Lauren Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt stuck the hands up there, Piob, and just said, negative. You're not taking a shot over the top of me. Lauren Hyatt at 6'2". Shot taken by Hamilton at 5'8", but Hamilton was fouled on the way, Piop, 17 minutes to go, 33-19.
First, I thought Hyatt stuck her hands in there, locked the ball free, but they're saying that she was in the restricted area and she was moving her feet.
So to the line goes Courtney Hamilton, and Hamilton hammers the first one, deep, no good. Out Valentine, out Green. On the floor now, back in there, Bentz. Kimi Nakamura back in there. Get Nakamura heated up. That'd be nice. Second one goes, fans. 33-20. Penguins by 13. 17 minutes exactly. Bentz to bring it in. She's got trouble off the end line. Tipped out of bounds. A nice play by Sewell. Crystal Sewell wouldn't even allow the ball to get in bounds, so no time ran off the clock. I thought a minimum of 0.3 seconds had to run off the clock, but apparently not. Inbounds, the Penguins finally get it in. With 1 second to spare, Carnes. Carnes fast break. Carnes, no look to Bentz down low off the glass. Too short. Gets her own rebound. Carnes, or back over to Sewell. To Bentz, she has trouble. They rip it outside on the way in by Yamauchi. She's fouled. No, she's not. It's going to go in the way of the Wildcats. What happened to Pia?
Yeah, the reason they're called traveling is because Yamauchi was trying to shoot the ball. Instead, she decided to pass it. I mean, she's a pass-first point guard. That's caused the travel.
Chico's got the ball, Hamilton left side, top of the key. Gets it over to Sewell, who drives in left side now. Bounce pass over to Miller. Down low to Synchro Bull. Synchro Bull misses another easy layup. 4 in a row, and Synchro Bull slaps the hands together. Piop, she can't believe she missed it. Chico will get the ball after the Penguins tipped it out on the attempt of the rebound, but Synchro Bull has yet to make a shot. And she's had 4 easy ones by her standard. Not easy for us here at Media Row, but Synchro Bull is a shooter. She's in there for a reason, 33-20. Here goes Synchro Bull, 3-ball off the glass, and I finally talked her into making one. Penguins by 10 as Synchro Bull buries the tray ball. Uh-oh, we have an injured player. Chico in the backcourt, they're not going to call it. Down low, Penguins have it. And Lauren Hyatt drops it down, and we have an official timeout as Chico states Courtney Hamilton holding the left ankle, Piob. She is down and not getting up.
Stu, this looks very familiar to the injury Taki Takoi suffered on her knee. This time it's on her ankle. I just hope nothing's torn. She's not moving. She's on the ground. It looks bad.
Courtney Hamilton, fans, is now up on her feet. So nothing broken, but I think she twisted that thing pretty good. Now she's walking it off. 35-23, 16-10. And I think we'll just stay right here for the time being. I don't think this timeout's going to last too long. Speaking of Taki Takoi, she's right here in front of the broadcasting area helping the team out, making sure the Gatorade's all around in good shape. 35-23, always good. Takoi's a great team, good team player, you know, a gamer and a half.
team captain, just taking care of her players.
Can't wait to get her back on the court. Taki Takoya, New Zealand. Rotorua. 16:06, clock rolls. Looks like Hamilton's going to be okay. Synchro Bull brings it up. She's between the circles with Carnes all over. Now they're going to the zone. Left side. Whipping it around, thinking three. Down low. Samantha Messersmith shoots it off the bottom of the bucket, gets her own rebound. They go back to the top of the key. With a juke step by Smith. Smith is tripped, and she travels. And the Penguins will get it back. 35-23, 15-46, Piab.
That could have went either way because Smith tripped on her own feet. They could have called a travel. They could even call it a jump ball because Yamauchi was there handing the ball two hands on the ball.
Yeah, I thought Yamauchi tripped her inadvertently, but they called it a travel. And now we have a media timeout. So Piab and I will be back in a few seconds. Please stay with us, fans. This is a great game. Penguin cheerleaders on the floor, radio.dominican.edu. No music. We've got nothing. Well, Piab gets that thing going. No on that one right there. We'll see if we can get a little music going here. And you are listening worldwide to radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayab-Yab, your DU broadcast.
On the waste.
Your DU broadcasters for tonight. We're back in 10. We are back worldwide. Penguins looking pretty good so far tonight. Yeah, pretty happy with the way the team's playing. Clock rolls, 15:44. Here we go, second half. 35-23, DU. Playing the Wildcats out of Chico State. Penguins have it now on offense. Feels good to say that. Lauren Hyatt's got it. She's got some trouble to deal with. Yamauchi. Top of the key, Carnes. Carnes against Smith. Now Hyatt, soft jumper, short. Smith with a rebound, 15:23 to go. Right side, bringing it up is Synchro Bull. Three ball on the way, line drive, air ball. That one's trouble as the Penguins apply some massive defense, and Sarah Nelson gets that left foot stepped on the top of her foot, and that hurt. Foul is called on Yamauchi, and Lauren Hyatt gets yanked and green in her place. And Valentine's going to re-enter the game in place of Yamauchi with the foul. 35-23, fans, short side. Synchro Bull to bring it in. Synchro Bull has 5 seconds. She spent 3.5 of them. And an easy, quick inbounds. Loose ball after the miss. Easy layup. The layup by Jasmine Miller doesn't fall. Miller was too far under the bucket. She had no angle at all. 15 minutes exactly, fans, to go in this one. Valentine's got it between the circles, right side, Carnes. Carnes now has Synchro Bull. Synchro Bull tripped her inadvertently. Synchro Bull didn't mean to do that, but Synchro Bull draws the foul. And that will send the ball the way of the Penguins right in front of Coach Chambers. 14:53 to go, the Penguins 35. Wildcats 23. Penguins get it on the inbounds. Wildcats have not been quite as aggressive in the second half, only racking up 2 fouls. Down low, tipped out of bounds by Smith. The intended recipient was Nelson. Kayla Valentine trying to find Nelson down low. And Nelson at 6'4" is easy to find. But she had it tipped out by Smith, Penguin ball. Green's got it inbounds, one bounce to Nakamura. Now down low, Nelson. Now back out, Carnes, 6 on the shot, 5. Carnes throws it away. Jasmine Miller comes up with it. She goes coast to coast. No look at the last second to Smith. Smith was thinking about shooting, but she's not going to get it over the 6'4" Nelson. So they kick it back out between the circles over to Synchro Bull into the hands of Natasha Smith. Smith now throws it away. Kimmy Nakamura's got it. Nakamura with a steal. Carnes down low to Green. Green right side off the glass. No. Too much. Bottom of the board. Oh, Valentine won. What an aggressive rebound, Piab. Nice move, Yamauchi. And a shot clock violation? No. That should have been reset.
Yeah, it should have been a reset.
So the officials now are going to have a quick conference, but the Penguins are not going to be penalized. No way. That should have been reset with about 17 seconds to go. See what they give them. See if my guess is correct. 14 they're going to give them. Yeah, I hear that too. I don't know what that is.
I didn't know what that was either.
So a shot clock reset. They're going to go to 24. 35-23, Penguin ball. Short side, right on the end line. Inbounds, Carnes to Green. Stepped on the line. Ah, Green on the inbounds, stepped out of bounds. Chico ball long side. 13:52 to go, fans. Chico. Crystal Sewell now brings it in to Synchro Bull. Bull, the nice crow hop around Carnes, now flips it off left side. They get it off to Crystal Sewell, who did something bad with it. No. Valentine picks up her second as Ariana Flynn gets ready to re-enter. Remember that big three ball Flynn hit early in the game to kind of get the Penguins going. Penguins hadn't scored in the first minute or two of the game, and then Flynn knocks one down to really get the Penguins going. 13 and a half to go, fans, 35-23. Chico ball off to our left, way down there. Southern end of the Conlon Center. Jasmine Miller now goes top of the key to Natasha Smith, and another whistle, and all of a sudden, unlike the first half, these officials are blowing a lot of whistles.
Penguins cannot afford these mental mistakes. Getting fouls will bring the Wildcats to the line. They already have five with 13 minutes left in the game.
Synchro Bull's got it now. She's got Carnes on her. Left side, Synchro Bull chip shot over to Sewell. Dump off Messerschmidt. Right side, tipped out. Tremendous rejection by Green. Green follows it out. It's going to be Chico Ball, but that was a great rejection move as Carnes out. Yamauchi back in there. .13:07 to go, fans. 35-23. Chico Ball inbounds. Ooh, almost tipped away by Flynn. Instead, a pretty nice move from the left by Miller. She spun that one off the window there, Piab, and got the English on the ball and got it to fall, heaving it across the court to Flynn, three ball short. It was a good look by Flynn on the soft side. Penguins had to take that shot. Now Synchro Bulls got it. She flips it top of the key to Smith. Natasha Smith's been pretty tough on the Penguins. Pinched it there between her leg and her hand. No call. Down low, Penguins with some defense and a whistle called against Crystal Sewell, the 5'10 freshman. Sewell knocks down the deuce and she'll get one more, 35-25. And this is exactly what you were talking about, Piab. The Penguins cannot afford this kind of stuff as Valentine and Bence re-enter in place of Wise and Nakamura.
Yes, Stu, this is a dangerous team to keep in the game. If you keep it at double digits, it'll be fine, but keeping them in the game, if they make this, it'll be 7 points. It'll just be bad news for the Penguins from here.
It does go down as Sewell draws the Wildcats within 7, 35-28, 12 and a half to go. Penguins on the end line now. Green to bring it in. Just one defender in the backcourt. That is Synchro Bull. So the Penguins, Danielle Yamauchi brings it in. She flips it out right side, thinking three ball. And the Wildcats are allowing the threes to open up as the Penguins knock down the three by Ariana Flynn. And Flynn is emerging as a bona fide three-point shooter, Piab.
Yeah,
that's nice work.
Flynn is 3 for 5 on the day. And Flynn making that three ball causes another turnover. Penguins energy is coming back.
38-28. Penguins by 10 with 12:07 to go. Flynn's hit 3 of 5 outside.
Yeah, 3 of 5 from the outside. All her shots have been three-pointers.
Inside of 12 now as Ariana Flynn hits the deck, and she hit it hard after being tripped by Jasmine Miller. Jasmine Miller didn't mean to do it, but Flynn hit the deck, and we have a media timeout, fans. Piab and I will be back in just a few seconds, I should say. 11:58. 3828 radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, here we go. 11:58 to go. We're back on radio.dominican.edu. Inbounds to Flynn. She's on the left wing. Doesn't want to do anything with it. Yamauchi thinks better of it. Yamauchi's got it. She's got Synchro Bull all over. Clock rolls. Penguins by 10. Left side, Yamauchi. Stolen away by Synchro Bull. Fast break to Smith. Left side, Smith. Too much bucket. Again, Smith. Can't convert. Ariana Flynn, left side. Flynn now kicks it back over to Yamauchi. Three side from the left wing. Yes! Yamauchi! Penguins by 13, 41-28.
I told you before pregame, Yamauchi could shoot the three ball. This is a point guard who's purely on passing, but she could shoot the three ball if she's in trouble.
Well, she was in trouble. She shot at Smith, left side three on the way, yes. I can't believe that Smith, with as smooth a stroke as that was, missed the easy layup on the previous series. Smith is so good from outside, but up close, Smith's been having her troubles tonight. Number five in the nation. No, five in the CCA. Inside of 11 minutes, fans, the Penguins hit the three, and then Chico answered with a tray ball of their own. 10-point game. Lauren Hyatt re-enters along with Kimi Nakamura in place of Green and Valentine. Penguin ball, short side. Oh, Penguins have trouble. They do get it in, though. Kimmy's got it left side. Thinking three. Kimmy's always thinking three. Flynn's got it. She's got Smith on her. Back over to Kimmy, six. Down low, tipped out, loose ball, four. Oh, and now they give the ball to Chico. It was bumped out of bounds. Some good defense, though. Chico forced that one. Synchro Bulls got it. Shot clock resets, obviously. Penguins by 10. Coming up on 10.5, fans. Chico's got the ball. Miller, Flynn on her. Miller right side, tipped out, loose ball. Bouncing all over, Flynn steals it away. Flynn bounces it left-handed, right-handed. Yamauchi left side, off the glass. Yes! Yamauchi again! Flynn with a perfect pass, 43-31. Yamauchi's clutch tonight, P.F. She is nails outside, inside, defense, whatever, 10-12 to go.
I told you, player to watch, Yamauchi.
Yeah, you called it.
She can play some offense as well.
You called it in the pregame. Here we go, fans. Penguins by 12 over Chico State, NC2A rival. Smith goes left side, Natasha Smith with a big juke. Head fake over to Miller, good. Miller knocks down the deuce. Tons of Chico fans in the house tonight, tons. 10-point game inside of 10 minutes. Can the Penguins hold on? Fourth quarter action. Penguins by 10. Natalie Bentz has it. Penguins now top of the key, Hyatt. Kimmy's got it. I don't know if they're working the clock yet. Three ball on the way, Kimmy short. Loose ball, almost got her own rebound. But it goes to Courtney Harrison. Harrison dumps it off to Synchro Bull, who comes across the timeline right in the center of the house. 10-point game, 9.5 to go. Synchro Bull left side. Passes it off to Smith. Smith with the fake give and go keeps it. Give and keep. Jasmine Miller goes up left side. No. Jennifer Renee can't get the shot off. Renee, the 5'11 junior out of Riverside. Had a shot on goal from the left side there, Piaba couldn't get it to fall. As Natalie Bentz and Yamauchi comes out along with Hyatt. So now Carnes, Green, and another Penguin have come in. Sarah Nelson back in there. Here's a soft jumper with a whistle by Natasha Smith. And are they going to call it on the DUs? Yes, the Penguins 22. That is Jasmine Green. That's her third. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green gets yanked, because the coach may need her down the stretch, 9:04 to go. Natasha Smith on the line, who's a shooter. She's got the black hose all the way up. You cannot see any real leg. Smith, Piob just missed another one. She is off her game tonight.
So Smith is known as their sixth man, and Smith is used as a sixth man as to be their pure shooter. But I told you, if you're a shooter and you're struggling from the line, you will have an off night.
Yeah, well, you called it, because she is struggling. She's struggling big time, because when she does shoot it, she's so smooth. The second one goes, fans. She's knocked down a couple of threes that have been just as smooth as butter. But then she's missed a couple of easy layups, and I mean more than a couple, actually, several, from super close range. And you just wouldn't think of that as Smith, who's now guarding Nakamura on the right wing. She gets it to the top to Kayla Valentine. Kayla stutter step, goes left, crow hop right. Back over to Kimmy, eight. Kimmy drives in seven. Now she shoots it from the three land. Horseshoe gets her own rebound, Piab. Tipped out by Smith, steps on the outline. Smith got the ball, stole it back away. After Nakamura got her own rebound, Smith stepped on the line, and the Penguins get it back on the short side, 43-34 DU. Inbounds to Kayla Valentine, top of the key. Kimi Nakamura now barking out the play, just screaming it out to Karnes' right side. Karnes gets it down low to Nelson, softly. Nelson, the 6'4" freshman, turned around 180 from the right edge from about 4.5 feet. Karnes gets nailed after Karnes with the assist on the previous play to take the score 45-34, and Karnes gets called flanking. She was too close to the player coming across the middle. So Karnes not only got knocked on her back with a chicken wing, slid about 15 feet, skinned the elbow, but she also drew a foul. And the first one from the line by Courtney Hamilton is good. 45-35, 8:14 to go. Piab feels comfortable at 10 points. I feel comfortable about 20. Second one goes and is missed very short. Green with a rebound. Oh, that Green's a great get. You know that, Piab. Just her first year with the Penguins, and she has just been superb. Down low. Uh-oh. Stolen away out of the hands of Nelson. Nelson had it down low, but coming right over the top was Jennifer Renee. Renee dumps it off to Smith, and now Nelson fouls Smith on the way up, and Chambers hates it. Coach Chambers didn't like what she saw there. And there's a media timeout. So Piab and I will be back in a moment. 10-point game, radio.dominican.edu. Yo. 7:56 to go, fans. Penguins by 10. Piab, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. So far, the Penguins are out shooting the Wildcats 36% to their 28%.
On the line is Natasha Smith, the 5'5 senior out of SACTO. On the way, nice shot, so smooth. Huh. That's a stroke right there. That girl can shoot. She's got the black hose and the left knee has a brace on it. Penguins by 9, Smith to make it 8 on the way. No, short again. Penguins with a rebound. Boy, I love saying that. Sarah Nelson hauls it in. Valentine's got it on the right wing. 25 feet, doesn't want to do anything with it. Yamauchi coming up on 7.5, fans. Yamauchi now. She's got synchro bull all over. Back top of the key to Kimi. Kimi between the circles. Left side, Smith yelling at her. 8 on the shot clock. Left side, Kayla on the way. No, deep. Jasmine Miller with a rebound. Penguins by 9. And Chico with an opportunity to cut it to 7 for the first time in quite a while. Stolen away, though. Valentine's going to say no. Valentine said XO. Be my Valentine. And so she took it away. 7 minutes. Good stutter step move by Yamauchi. Boy, Yamauchi's ball control. Tremendous. Down low. Penguins with the advantage. Oh, just off the glass. Sarah Nelson couldn't make it happen. Quick transition. Thrown out. Trying to hit synchro bull in stride, and the Penguins will have it on the long side, Piab.
You know, it's even though Valentine has not made a bucket today, she's playing her job on defense. Even though contribute to the team is being a team player, and that's what she's doing good defense.
Jasmine Green has come out. And Lauren Hyatt takes her place. And the Penguins have the ball. On the inbounds, 45-36 DU. Clock roll, 6:42. Nelson's got it. Oh, brother. Is she not traveling? She was moving both feet. I guess not. Maybe I didn't know what I saw there. I think I know what I saw. Maybe I didn't see that. Penguins will take it. Down low, thrown away. Kimi Nakamura tried with the quick stutter pass, but tried to make this one of those quick passes while you're up in the air. Doesn't even come down. Gets it off immediately, but threw it right into the hands of the defender. Chico takes it the other way to the other end, and it's out of bounds off the DU. 6:19 to go. Penguins by 9. Chico's got it now. Short side between the circles. Penguins really want to stop here. Left side. Synchro bull. Short. No. Piab, I'm speechless on that. Synchro Bull is such a tough player, and she missed another one from short range. 5:56. Seems like she's a little rusty.
Yeah,
left side on the way.
Could just be the trip. I mean, sometimes players need to adapt to a center in order to play.
Three shots on goal. The Penguins finally cannot get it to fall. Taken down by Davidson Mays. Mays had a good first half of the Penguins. Against the Penguins, I should say. Penguins by nine. 5:35 to go, fans. Synchro Bull's got it right side. I don't know. I think Bull now is, she's not going to want to shoot. She can't get anything to fall. I think she's about 1-for-6. Davidson Mays now flips it off to Bull. Now top of the key to Smith. 5:25 and a whistle. Foul is called against the Penguins. And I don't know who is against. Kimi Nakamura, her first. But that puts Chico into the double bonus. Penguins have committed 10. So kind of flip-flopped aggressive-wise from the first half, where the Chicos played very aggressively and racked up a lot of fouls. They didn't get the Penguins into the double bonus, though, until there were 45 seconds to go in the first half. As the first one falls, the second one out. Meanwhile, Chico has only committed 3 team fouls. That's Kimi's first, as Yamauchi has it. 45-37. This is the closest the Chicos have been in a while. Clock rolls coming up on 5 minutes, fans. Top of the key, Nelson has trouble, gets it off to Yamauchi. As Synchro Bull is right in her face. Yamauchi now, kick out, no look to Kimi, thinking three ball, three, Kimi 360, Kimi walks with it. Kimi now looks at the coach, and the coach just waves it off, says, just go with it. 4:56 to go. 45-37. You can't spin 360 like that, Piab, and not get called. You better unload the ball.
No, you have to plant your feet in order to do that.
Synchro Bull, she brings it up. Kimi was all over the place. Kimi on defense now. Behind the back goes Davidson Mays. Good ball control. Flips it off to Jasmine Miller. Jasmine Miller goes down low. Another missed easy layup down low by Natasha Smith. And Smith will go to the line. Oh, brother. Hyatt gets called on that one. And Chambers comes up on her feet. She does not like what she's seeing right now. Yeah, all of a sudden, the Penguins are getting called on everything.
Yeah, there's foul trouble everywhere. Green has 3, and now Hyde has 3. These are your big men that are getting the rebounds for your team.
Carnes and Green are going to come back in place of Yamauchi and Nelson as the first one drops for Smith. 45-38. Smith to make it 6 on the way, yes. Swish. Inbounds. Not a lot of heat as Synchro Bull hangs out in the backcourt up against Carnes. 4.5 to go, fans. Penguins by 6. Almost throwing it away is Green. Top of the key, right side Carnes. Down low, thrown out of bounds, but it tipped off the fingertips of Courtney Harrison. Penguin ball. Clock stops. That one almost went in the hands of Chili the Penguin.
Yeah.
Carnes now inbounds. Buzzer overhead, I don't know why. Blown dead by the official. They'll bring it in again. I think Chili the Penguin fell on the buzzer or something. For some reason, the overhead buzzed and had to stop the game. Clock rolls now, 4:17 to go. Carnes whistles again. Off ball. The ball wasn't even in play, and there's a penalty. And this one's going to be called against Imani Davidson Mays. That's her first. Only 4 committed by the Chicos. Inbounds. Uh-oh, trouble. And it's stolen away on the inbounds. And another whistle. As that was a nice play by Synchro Bull on the inbounds. Carnes, who only stands at 5'1", couldn't get it in over the top of Synchro Bull. 45-39, short side. Carnes inbounds to Green. On the way by Ariana Flynn goes 3 ball. No, out of bounds. Chico ball. I couldn't see. The official was in the way. Did she get any rim?
No, it was an air ball. And now she's 3-for-7 from three-point range.
I liked it when she was 3-for-4.
I like that. No, 3-for-5.
Three
I like
for
that.
Five.
I like that.
3-for-5 sounds a lot better than 3-for-7. It came at great times. 4 minutes to go. Smith has got it. Penguins by 6. Down low. Oh, brother. Totally wide open under the bucket is Courtney Harrison in the paint. No Penguin defenders anywhere. 4-point game. 3:45 to go, fans. Penguin fans are very quiet. Chico fans are starting to wake up. And timeout has been called by Coach Chambers. Penguins are up by only four now. Piab, 3:41 when we come back. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, radio.dominican.edu. Penguin fans are very nervous, put it that way. Can they hold on? Four-point game. We're back underway. Clock rolls, 3:37. 12 on the shot. The Penguins have the ball in the corner. Penguins down low. Oh, brother. Very short, but the Penguins get the rebound. Heaved back up there by Green. And she picks up the foul after Sarah Nelson. Check it after Lauren Hyatt couldn't make it. Everybody went after the ball on the rebound. Green ended up with the ball. And Green got the foul. And now there's immediate timeout. So we'll be back in another 20 seconds. And we'll find out if Green can make them. Penguins by four, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, Green on the line. Foul's committed by Smith. So Green will go to the line. Green toes the line with her right foot right in the center of the house. On the way. Oh. Missed it left. That was very crucial. Penguins needed that one, something terrible. Green on the way. Missed this one. Missed them both. Oh, brother. Coming down the stretch, that's not what the D's wanted. 3:25 to go, fans. Chico's got the ball, clock rolls. Straight away, Davidson Mays. Now she flips it back off to Miller. Now methodically synchro bull between the circles, 15. Penguin bench demanding defense. Natasha Smith has it now, top of the key. Right side flips it over to Davidson Mays. Back to Smith, 6. Drives in left side, 5. Smith short, 4. On the way up, Sewell with the rebound. No, hits the bottom of the bucket. Now synchro bull goes up, whistles as the shot clock does not reset and the buzzer sounds. Let's see what they're going to do with it. They're going to give it. There should have been a shot clock reset. Chico ball quickly inbounds. Blocked on the way by Hyatt. All ball? No, they call it on Hyatt. 45-41. We're inside of 3 minutes, fans. As Davidson Mays will go to the line, Piop.
That's also a tough foul there because that's Lauren Hyatt's fourth foul. One more, she's out of the game.
This one goes. As Davidson Mays, a very clutch, knocks it down. Sarah Nelson back in there, the 6'4" freshman in place of Hyatt. 3-point game, and Davidson Mays back to the line as Yamauchi gets ready to re-enter. Davidson Mays on the way. Yes. 2-point game.
I told you, this team is 84% from the line, Stu. They could make their free throws. The Penguins need to capitalize right now.
Those two missed by Green in the previous sequence are huge right now. 2:50 clock rolls, Yamauchi. Penguins cannot afford any mistakes now. Yamauchi has it stripped away but gets it back into the corner to Nelson. Nelson's got trouble. Back to the top of the key, Kimmy. 14, Kimmy. Smith is on her, Kimmy. Tipped out. Smith steals it away as the pass was intended for Green. 45-43. Smith is going to slow things down. She gives it off to Synchro Bull. 2:25 to go. Melissa Wise gets ready to re-enter the game. Chili the Penguin is trying to get the Penguin fans going, but Penguin fans are freaking out right now. It was a 14-point game at the half. Approximately, I can't think of what it was. I'm too freaked out. There's a jumper on the way. Does not go, but the Penguins can't get it. A synchro bull missed it. It's a jump ball.
Synchro bull has been missing these easy, wide-open jumpers.
That was a soft buckler from 5 feet. She didn't even get rim. She overshot it, the air ball. Timeout by the Wildcats has been called. 2:07 to go. Penguins by two. There's 4 seconds on the shot clock when we return. Right, 45-43. Here we go, fans. 2:07 to go. Chico ball short side. They bring it into Smith. Smith three ball on the way. Air ball. Oh, Wise had it. Synchro bull with the putback. No. Penguins down with it. Sarah Nelson with a rebound. 2 minutes exactly. Penguins by two. Synchro Bull missed another one from short range. That was the easy putback that you have Synchro Bull on the team for. 1:45 to go. Nelson throws it away, but Yamauchi comes back up with it. Now they go down low. Wise three ball on the way, short into the hands. Rebound by Davidson Mays.
Her first miss of the game came big when they needed it, Stu.
45-43, Synchro Bull comes up. Passes it off to Davidson Mays. One-footed to Sewell. Back to Sewell, down low. Trouble. Sewell has it stripped away by the 6'4", Sarah Nelson. Nelson just took it away flat-footed. Left side on the way. Penguin three ball, no. Penguin's Ariana Flynn goes up with it. Can't get it to go. Head fake by Wise. Wise now off to Yamauchi. Coming up on 1 minute, fans. Left side, Melissa Wise. Penguin's going to slow things down. 19 on the shot clock. Eat a little bit of the clock. 1 minute, fans. 1 minute to go. Yamauchi's got it. Nelson thinking about it. 12 on the shot clock. Flynn down low. Green has it off the glass. Yes!
Let's go.
Green knocks down the two ball.
Green came up strong. This is clutch time.
47-43. Penguins on top. Timeout. Wildcats. 45 seconds to go. Radio.dominican.edu. Holy cow, Piob. This place is coming unglued. Penguin fans are up on their feet. Now they're freaking out. Penguin broadcasters are freaking out, too. 47-43. 45 and a half seconds to go, fans, in this one. Second half action. Very exciting moment right now. Chico State's got the ball on the sideline right in front of the raging Penguin crowd. Penguin crowd's screaming at him. Davidson Mays to bring it in on the left side of the court, the west side, I should say. Stutter step to Miller. Thinking three ball, 40 seconds to go. Miller's got it big time. Defense by Green. Green's just crawling all over. Synchro Bull's got it. Here's the soft jumper by Bull, and it goes. 47-45, Wildcats timeout with 33 seconds to go, and now Synchro Bull knocks one.
Yeah, out of all the times, Synchro Bull decides to make it at the biggest time of the game. This is clutch moments. Can the Penguins stop the undefeated streak of the Wildcats? We find out tonight.
Yeah, we'll know, fans, in 33.4 seconds of play. 47-45, the D's will have the ball. But with 33.4 seconds to go, that's pretty much an eternity. And the D's are going to have to dig deep and get at least one more score, I'd say. At least.
And they could mess around with the clock here, Stu, but you don't want to give them too much time. 3 seconds, 3.4 seconds is a lot for the Wildcats to make a shot.
The Penguins have done a lot of good clock work so far. 30 seconds overhead. Uh-oh, full court pressure. Trouble, timeout. Ooh. Coach Chambers calls a timeout as the Penguins had full court pressure against them, and they could not get the ball in. You have 5 seconds to do it. They spent about 4.5 before the coach jumped up and called timeout. She was granted timeout, so the Penguins will have the ball at the end of the timeout.
And Stu, the Penguins cannot afford to foul tonight, because one foul will give the Wildcats a trip to the line and maybe tie it up, and also worse, if they make one, then they get the rebound, make a shot, game's over. This is clutch time in the Conlin Center.
33.4 seconds to go, fans. 47-45. Piob and I are just hanging out here during the timeout. We're just so incredibly excited. We don't dare go away. And we are back. So the Penguins now will have the ball on the end line. And it's going to be Kimi Nakamura way down there. So the Penguins now need to get the ball in. They get it in. Chico is going to foul in the backcourt. Oh, no. And they force a jump ball. Are you kidding me? Jasmine Miller reaches in and forces the jumper? That can't be. The Penguins are waiting for the foul. And the Penguins get the ball. The Penguins are awarded the ball. Hold on now. Chico State's head coach Brian Fogle's up, and he insists that it should be Chico ball. 4 seconds ran off the clock, 29.6 to go. It is Penguin ball, so they're going to have to do it again. They need to get it inbounds. They've got 5 seconds. Thrown inbounds to Green. Green is fouled on the inbounds. She's ripped to the floor. Green hits the deck pretty hard, but she pops back up. She's okay. They're going to run out and wipe up the floor where Green and the other lady hit the floor. One of the Chico players, so the Penguins are going to have to bring it in again. Nakamura getting a workout back there, 28.1 seconds, 47-45. Penguins now got to get the ball in. Three, four, they get it into Green. They do so. Green back over to Kimmy. Kimmy's got it, 25. She brings it up left side. Kimmy's got trouble. Kimmy's fouled. 22.8 seconds to go, and Nakamura will go to the line.
These 22 seconds are a century, Stu. If Kimmy Nakamura can nail two, the Penguins are in the promised land.
Nakamura to the line. Yamauchi in the backcourt with Carnes. 22.8 seconds. Kimmy, the veteran, stands in on the way. Yes! ...48-45, Kimmy again. Right toe on the line, wide open stance on the way. She knocks them both down! 4-point game, here we go, fans, 20 seconds. Bringing it up is Synchro Bull. Right side, 17. Off the glass, it falls out! Penguins, Green with a rebound! Green came down with it, I don't know if she's fouled or it's a jumper. Nope, they're gonna call it a foul against Chinko. Fogel wanted the jump ball, but the foul is committed by Natasha Smith. That is her fourth with 12 and a half seconds to go. Jasmine Green to the line. Piab, I don't want to say if two go down, it's iced.
No,
I do want to say that, but I won't.
But Stu, you have to look at all the concentration Green has put into this game.
Green on the way. Yes! 5-point game with 12 and a half to go. 50-45, here's the big one. On the way. Yes! Green knocks it down, clock rolls, 10 seconds, 51-45. Left side, Harrison, three ball on the way. Uh-oh, it falls, 6.5 seconds to go. Wildcats call the timeout, 3-point game, 6.7 seconds. We're back in 30radio.dominican.edu. Penguins need it. Here we go, fans. 6.5 seconds to go. Inbounds, Kimmy. She gets it into Carnes. After Synchro Bull fell down on the inbounds, that enabled the Penguins to get it in. 2 seconds roll off the clock. 4.7 seconds. Synchro Bull was guarding Carnes. She fell down. Carnes was left wide open. Then Carnes got the inbounds. That was the hardest part of the play.
Dude,
just to get the ball in bounds.
Stu, this free throw is big right here. This is
Carnes
a big
on the line,
throw,
fans. Carnes on the way. Missed it very short.
Rebound!
Penguins with a rebound! Taken down by Sarah Nelson.
Game's over! The
and the ball! And game is over as Nakamura goes for the intended pass from Nelson. Clock runs out. Final score, 51-48. The Penguins hold on. As the end of the clock rolls, Chico with the long ride home, Piab, and the Penguins get a big win tonight. Big win against an NC2A school.
Wow, biggest game. The Penguins, honestly, the first game I come back and they beat Chico State. They stopped their undefeated streak here in the Conlin Center.
Holy
amazing win.
I think you had something to do with it, Piab. You may be the good luck charm. 51-48, Penguins do it. Coach Brianna Chambers with a huge win. Penguin women, 51-48 the final. Ah, Piab, great call tonight.
Wow.
I was very happy to call this one with you, fans. That was cool. 3-point game, the Penguins hold on. Who said the Penguins can't do it coming down the stretch? They did it all right.
Let's just say what Jim Harbaugh always says, who's got it better than them? Nobody.
All right. Fans, thanks for listening. Check the website for our next schedule. This game, this podcast will be up within 24 hours. Appreciate you being here. Radio.dominican.edu. Oh, oh, oh.